This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't know if you saw the comments, BT, from Andrew McCutchen over the weekend. I feel like he might have been the first player to come out and say it, but I feel like this has been speculated about, the ball being deadened.
Mm-hmm. I saw it.
Okay, so
I think something with the seams, too, that the seams were raised.
Yeah, and then people were using the Soto rocket that he hit or whatever. Here's my issue. I don't believe that that's the case. Does Aaron Judge play with a different set of balls? Does Cal Raleigh play with a different set of balls?
Like, he's an idiot.
Just keep Huff?
Yeah, he's just always something funny.
Does Alonzo play with a different set of balls? Like, I don't know. Okay, well, now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. Well, I thought the one that Wells hit over the weekend to really the deepest part of the park, that was hit, I think it was 106.7 exit velo, and I believe the launch angle, I know this is geeky, but I want to say 32 degrees, something like that, which basically if you see, there's a real easy mathematical equation. Like if the ball is hit this hard and the angle is this much, then the ball is supposed to go X amount of distance. Like that's really proven by physicists here. I know it's kind of an unnatural way of talking about the game, but they've broken it down to the science. Listen, if the seams are raised, it makes a ton of sense that the ball's not going as far because now there's just more resistance with the elevated seams. Yeah. It kind of cuts through the wind, which obviously would take away from the distance. I don't get too wrapped up in that unless it's the other way. And I did read the story. I saw it, of course. But like if it was, you know, wow, like the year Brady Anderson hit 50 or other years where there's just been guys that Gleyber Torres had the 28 or 29, 14 of which came in at Camden Yards. Like there are years when it's the other way where there's too many home runs. If anything, not that I want to see them dial the balls back down, but I prefer this rather than an oversaturation of home runs.
Understood.
But then baseball.
Explain to me how come, like is it just, seriously, is it a random ball that might be higher seam than others?
Yeah, well, that's actually a good question. My guess would be, since they all come from the same factory, all right?
Right, and they should all be at least close to the same.
Yeah, and you think of any assembly line, as it goes down the assembly line, whether it's cutting something, whether it's sneakers, the way they make these, I mean, is there a slight margin of error? I don't know the answer. My guess would be barely visible, slightly, yes. Would they do this on purpose is the real question. And I think the subset to what you just asked me would be, does this impact all balls or select balls? Because if it's some balls that are dialed back, intentional or not, then that's just bad for the game. If they're all the same and the home run hitters are just distinguishing themselves better, then I got no problem with it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my point, is that I would assume that baseball, at the very least, is trying to make the same ball. Doesn't mean that every one is going to be the exact same one as the other, but I think the majority are going to be very close to, if not the same exact mold.
Specification. Yeah. I would agree with that. Okay. I would go that way more than the other
way. Whether it's juiced, whether it's dead, everybody's playing with roughly the same ball, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
So then how do you justify Aaron Judge being able to hit baseballs 500 feet and yet saying, well, Soto hit this one so hard that it just died out. Or Austin Wells, like, I'm not buying it. Cal Raleigh's off to an incredible start. So what? Oh, he's using different balls in Seattle. Like, it just doesn't compute to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a logical, scientific reason that somebody could be like, Sal, you idiot, you're not thinking of it this way, or this is what happened here. But I'm just thinking they're all the same baseballs, and some guys are hitting it way further than others. So I can't say that it's because of the dead ball. Maybe he didn't get enough of it, and Judge gets more of it than Soto got or whatever, or, mm-hmm. or Austin Wells.
It's also a lot bigger. Leverage, those levers and leverage and explosion. He's coming from a higher place, and his swing is longer because he's 6'8". I don't know. I did just pop this up real quick here.
Yeah.
So it's what I said, but I want everybody to get a sense of this. Raised seams on a baseball affect its aerodynamics, making it easier for a pitcher to grip, obviously, and throw with more movement, like breaking balls. But it also increases drag, which can make the ball harder to hit and potentially lead to more home runs in certain instances here. I don't know.
Which one is it? Is that a dead ball or not?
No, it's not a dead ball. It seems a bit of a contradiction here. The raised seams, so it could help the pitcher, but it could also help the hitter. How much is that offset? Dude, I have no idea. All I know is, I mean, is anybody else?
You think they're dead, the balls?
No.
Or dead end?
No, I don't think that they're. I will say this. There's a few balls that I've seen Juan Soto hit this year.
He hit a missile the other night.
I know, and I saw it, where I'm like, that's gone. And I'm like, whoa, that didn't leave. And when Austin Wells hit that the other night, but specifically.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, there's no other Yankee or Met outside of Wells the other night that has hit, I'd say, a good 7 or 8 balls this year, maybe more, even more, where I'm like, that looked like it should have been more than it was, specific to Soto.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as Wells hit that ball, I'm like, that's either gone or it's off the wall. Like, I was stunned when that ball was caught. And you see his reaction.
Yeah, he thought he got it.
He thought he got it. And these guys, it's not about showboating, but like it's like when you hit a golf ball. If you're a pro golfer, you know when you got it in the middle of the club face, and you know he didn't, because that's your job. It's your craft. It's like a surgeon with an instrument. It's like us with a microphone or an earpiece. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. We do this for, you just know when something is slightly off or something is perfect based on repetition and sequence. So I think something is a little off. I'm not smart enough to know if it's equitable throughout baseball. I have no idea. But I'll tell you what, they better figure this out. You know, because you just can't, like, you do, the conversations around sports lately have really just become.
It's about everything other than the game.
Yeah, and I can't stand that.
Right, the NBA Finals is not about OKC and Indiana. It's about Stephen A. Smith playing solitaire on his phone.
Did you see that? Did you see that? I know, that was funny. I was addicted to solitaire at one point, so I haven't played in a while.
When I was in school, I played it.
When I was 17 or 18, I used to love it. But the other thing, too, is about that, I saw something that Shams, who obviously is highly respected, maybe the best source right now for the NBA, where Shams had 4 reports or 4 tweets about the NBA Finals and 8 about the Knicks.
Yeah.
So as the NBA Finals are going on, he's doubling up on the Knicks head coach coverage.
Well, that's what happens when you get OKC in Indiana.
True.
Hate to say I told you so, but I do think, though, just to finish this up, BT, it is better. I'd rather it be this way than the other way with
Thank
the
God.
Baseball.
Me too.
Yeah, like You don't want everybody hitting 30 home runs by the All-Star break. You want to make it special. And I don't watch these games sitting myself thinking, wow, these balls are dead. Like, it just, it doesn't make sense. If I see Judge or other guys doing damage with them, or Alonzo, whoever, pick a guy out, then that means damage can be done. It's not like, oh, everybody's hitting the tar out of the baseball, but Judge is stuck on 8 home runs through the first 3 months.
You know what I mean? You know what? I was just thinking about this. Like, if I was commissioner for a day, and this will never happen, because one of the beautiful things about baseball stadiums is that they're not congruent. I mean, you go back to Ebbets Field, you had the high fence in right field. Yankee has a short porch in right. You know, back in the day, the old Yankee Stadium had monuments in play. You know, and Polo Grounds is like 500 feet away to dead center. The difference in the presentations of the ballparks are very appealing. But you know what? I think it's such a disservice because the game has never been faster and the game has never been more athletic. And I remember years ago trying to explain this to somebody. What's happened at the draft and the scouting levels is that there's been an emphasis on, I'm just going to basically draft all shortstops. And when they go to rookie ball and A ball, whatever they go, well, one kid's going to be a shortstop, one kid's going to be a right fielder, one kid's going to move to third base, so on and so forth. So now, 10, 12, 15 years later, the cycle now promotes basically shortstops outside of first base and catcher all around the diamond, which means they're faster, right? But because they're faster and the stadiums are so, and it's easy to hit home runs, I don't think that the speed pays off. What I would do, I would actually make every, and we could debate the, like, 330, whatever, I don't care, whatever. But I would almost have every single stadium with a, say, a 25-foot fence around the perimeter and bring it in a little closer. So what does that do? Well, probably fewer home runs because now the fence is high across the board. But think about how many balls would bang off the fences, which would then allow speeds and triples to come into play and plays at the plate and double cuts and relays. Like, there's been so much taken away from baseball. But with the speed, it could make it as good as it's ever been, but they don't see this, these idiots.
And potentially make home runs more special. I wouldn't want it to be cookie cutter or uniform dimensions throughout. I like the
different ballparks. You know what I'm saying? I hear you. I get it.
But it doesn't mean you can't have a raised wall all the way around. Different dimensions.
Yeah, like, okay, Yankee Stadium could still be 314 and right, but it's got to be 25 feet.
Yeah.
Right? You just get more action.
And just for the record, we're not even close to the All-Star break yet.
Yep.
And you've got Judge, Raleigh, Ohtani, Schwarber, Eugenio Suarez, Corbin Carroll, six guys with over 20 home runs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Another six with 17. 7, 8, 9. You get like 15 guys with 15 home runs or so.
Yeah, how many guys are batting 310 or over?
Before the All-Star break. Well, that's, I know, but
not many.
But that, to me, would say that the ball's not deadened. Hitters just hit with more power, less average, but I don't know where you'd be getting the theory because a couple of balls that seemed off the bat that they should be gone, maybe it was just a bad, that's what I'm saying, like, it doesn't make sense. Is it just a bad batch?
Is it bad pitching? Is it a combination of both? Is it a bad batch? Well, was Judge at this point when he hit 62?
Well, I'm talking about, how do you explain the Soto or Wells in particular?
Weather? It's been pretty chilly out.
I mean, I don't know, but the numbers to me don't indicate dead.
I know what you're saying. I know.
BT, otherwise the average would be up and the power would be down. To me, that's pretty good power numbers.
Yeah, no? It is pretty good.
15 guys already with 15 home runs. That means that easily you're going to have 20 guys that are going to hit 30 home runs this year.
There's no doubt, but then what you would need to do to complete the exercise and get a better sense of if this is an interesting year that's a bit of an outlier, or you'd have to go back the last couple of years, how many guys had that amount of home runs at this point, what did they finish with? It doesn't feel, unless I'm grossly mistaken, it doesn't feel like we're on a reckless pace. It doesn't feel like that to me.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.